Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here at the NFL Scouting Combine with one of the preeminent football analysts from NFL Network, Daniel Jeremiah, former Eagles scout. And Daniel, one of the first things I want to ask you is, after the Combine takes place, what is the scouting process like? What do the teams do when they go back to Philadelphia, they go back to the NovaCare Complex, they get in the draft room? What starts to happen after the Combine?
Well, you're going to actually have firm numbers to put on these players, these underclassmen. We haven't known how big they are, how much they weigh, how fast they are. You're going to have hard data. So it's going to change all those little cards that go up on the draft board. You're going to change that all around. But from there, it's just the next step in the process. Not going to be a lot of meetings right after this Combine. What's going to happen is you're going to go into these pro days. You're going to go those pro days. You're going to get all the same workout numbers at those pro days, measurables, see how those have changed, take notes on the workouts. Coaches are going to go out and do private workouts with the players that you like and feel good about. And after all that's happened, you get back together. That's when you're going to put all this data together, meld that kind of with where you have them on the draft board based on what you saw on tape, and sprinkle some of this information. Hopefully it doesn't change your draft board too drastically, but it will nonetheless have a little bit of effect.
And Dave, I want to ask you, how much will a team's draft board, from your experience, you've worked for three NFL teams, how much does a draft board change from the Combine to now it's going to be in May when the draft takes place?
Well, it can change, but I don't know if it's necessarily because of what takes place at the Combine. I think it's just more eyes getting on the players, especially teams where the coaches are very involved in personnel. They're finally having a chance to watch these guys, so that can drastically affect where they go on the draft board. You're going to do cross-checks. So if you were the West Coast scout, now you're getting a chance to watch some of these players on the East Coast, and you're kind of going to put your two cents in, and that's what alters the draft board. A lot of people get that confused, say, oh, the Combine, you had him here, and then you really moved him on your draft board. Well, your general manager hadn't watched him yet, so once he watched him and he felt strongly one way or the other, yeah, that'll change things.
The last 2 years, the Eagles have gotten a lot of production from the first-round pick. You go to Fletcher Cox 2 years ago, Lane Johnson last year. How has the Eagles' draft philosophy changed in your estimation the last couple of years, and why do you think it's been much more effective?
Well, I mean, look, it's just you do things more, you get better at them. I think Howie Roseman's done a really good job of stacking that board. You look at that draft with Fletcher Cox, there's been a lot of good players come out of that group. Michael Kendricks had a really big year this year. So one thing they've done is they've really stressed athleticism. If you make exceptions on athleticism before too long, you look around, you got a really slow football team. I think when you look at Lane Johnson, extremely athletic. Fletcher Cox, very athletic. Michael Kendricks, very athletic. They've added a lot of speed on both sides of the ball. And then the cherry on top is when you hit on a quarterback. So the fact that Nick Foles emerged has a way of making all these guys look better, going to help you win a lot more football games. That's been the best pick that he's had.
So, of course, everyone wants to know, how will Chip Kelly's offense evolve as he goes into his second year? What do you expect from him now that he has a year of NFL experience under his belt?
Well, that's the beauty of Chip Kelly, is that nobody knows exactly what to expect. He's kind of ahead of the curve. So if I'm going to try and guess where he is, he's already two steps ahead of that. I think you talk to people around the league, what he did this year, there's already so many teams looking at that Eagles tape, mimicking, copying what Chip Kelly's doing. So I'm excited, like everybody else, to see where he's going to take this thing going forward, because I don't think it's just going to be the same thing we've seen.
Now, Daniel, last question for you here is, as the Eagles look to strengthen the defense, you think they actually will go cornerback in the first round of draft with Darkie Dennard from Michigan State. Why do you think the Eagles will go in that direction?
I just think you look at the secondary. They need to overhaul that group, in my opinion. I think you need to get some infusion of talent at the safety position and the corner position. There could be a corner there like a Dennard could possibly be there. And then you look at two safeties I'm really high on, Calvin Pryor at Louisville. As a day one starter, going to plug in. He will smack you, but he can also float on the back end and cover. And Ha Ha Clinton Dix, my favorite name, by the way, favorite name in this draft class, but he can play too as a free safety. Another guy gets his hands on a lot of football. So adding some playmakers in that secondary, I think, is going to be a priority for the Eagles.
Daniel Jeremiah, a fun follow on Twitter. I move the sticks more than anything else. Thank you very much for your tremendous insight right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.